All right, Clint. What was this you're saying? This is the first thing. First time all season you feel confident in saying this about what you watched in the game yesterday.
Well, I want to be clear. It's the first time that I've felt this way about the offense for damn sure.
But it's
when I was watching the game, I think one of the more, you know, being a Texans fan and covering this football team, there's nothing worse than when you're viewed as a soft football team, as a team that lacks physicality, right? There's nothing worse. And now, for some reason here, it's either coached or allowed on the offensive side of the football, and then it's the exact opposite. It's literally a 180 on the defense. Like, they are swarm and physical as ever. So, the offense, it has just been the physicality's been an issue. Ron, as I was watching this game with the Cowboys and the Texans, one of the things that was most fulfilling to me about what the Texans are doing is it was clear early on that the Texans were the more physical football team, which didn't surprise me, but they were so much more physical on offense, special teams, and what I expected to see on defense. They were so much more physical, it had the Cowboys frustrated from jump. You know, it's like the guy, like,
and they knew they were too.
The whole time, like, you know, the guy in practice, and you know, I was a quarterback, so I didn't run into this, but I saw it happen a lot. You know, O-line, D-line going, and an O-lineman gets mad because the D-lineman's going too hard, and so it goes on throughout practice, and about 30 minutes into practice, those two end up fighting because they just one guy can't handle the physicality, right? Or vice versa, an offensive lineman going too hard on a defensive lineman. They're run blocking, they're pushing them back, and one guy just doesn't like the level of physicality, and instead of being physical back, he wants to fight, gets frustrated, wants to fight. It seemed to me, which that's a beautiful feeling, though.
That's
a beautiful, beautiful place to be in when you're the more physical football team and you know you're in their head from jump. And this is the first time since I've been covering the Texans, which I don't think they've ever been known as a physical bunch. I think you can take some of JJ's defenses that we covered late in his career that I'm talking about teams that I covered, by the way, not all Texans teams not being physical. The teams that I covered, which is the last 6 years. I don't know that we've ever had like just an unbelievably physical group. Like when you watch Kansas City's defense right now, when you watch Pittsburgh's defense play, a lot of times when you watch Baltimore overall play,
their offenses, like especially their physicality.
Well, it just jumps off the screen, right? I saw that last night from the Texans, and look, it was,
you know, they were the Niners. That's their dream.
Yes,
their dream.
There you go. Well, it was beautiful to watch. Even if it were just for one game, it was beautiful to watch. And I didn't, be honest with you, I didn't even think about it until you and I started talking about it, of maybe they turned the corner, maybe this is a different, maybe this team has decided they're going to be on the physical side. But nonetheless, it was just a beautiful thing to watch the Texans just continue, and all three phases of the game, get frustrated because the Texans were just
– Cowboys, yeah.
The Texans were just too physical.
And they couldn't do nothing about it.
There's nothing they could do about it. All the way down to the end, when you mentioned earlier, Robert Woods blocking Michael Parsons, and instead of shedding the receiver and going and trying to chase the rundown or whatever, he gets into an alligator, starts rolling with Robert Woods. I mean, it's, come on, man. Like, that's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. But it was all game and all of them. It's got to be fulfilling as a team. And as a coach, D'Amico, that pushes this physicality, it's got to feel good for him to realize in the middle of a game, like, yeah, they don't like this. They don't like this kind of fight.
There's nothing worse than when you got to do something and you know that you can't do that.
Yes.
But you got to keep trying to do something, but you know, you just get frustrated. That's what I'm saying, is the Texans walked in. I don't know if they were confident because listen, Clint, as we've talked about, every team has pushed the Cowboys around like this.
Yeah.
Damn near. Just like, I don't know if the fronts, you know, defense, O-line, whatever, I don't know if they walked in knowing it, but everybody knew, like, they don't really want this. And we can come in there, and you, I mean, when you know you can whoop somebody's ass, Like, you come off the ball hard.
Yes,
like, you
absolutely.
Come, you come out there. You
walk
can't
right
wait
out there and punch them dead in the mouth. You don't do there, a lot of talking.
Right, and you sprinting to the ball.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get off the ball to lay them out. And they knew it. And, yeah, that was something else. And as I said before, man, one of my favorite parts of the game was, like, there's at times where you're like, some of them big dudes on offense, they're all right with just looking punked, looking right. Like they're getting punked.
Are they soft and okay with
like
it?
Like there's some moments where it's like, and I remember CJ on the sideline against the Packers game, and nobody came over, took everybody a while to come over. Yep. There's been some moments like where you're like, damn, man, you ain't going to just keep kicking my ass like this and I'm just getting up and going back to the huddle and take it. But yesterday, towards the end of the game, as you just described, the Cowboys, they just got frustrated and was just like, all right, man, to hell with this thing, man. We're going to cheap shot. We're going to get real aggressive. We're going to try to punk them. And
in case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Laremy Tunsil, he's one of the ones that you wonder is he a guy that's into that? No. Laremy Tunsil was face mask to face mask with somebody, took his arms down, pushed him into it. Here comes Shaq Mason, ready for him to get some. Cade Stover, he's ready to get him some. Like, it kept, and the Cowboys, they kept trying to push it up to where I was almost like to a point where, hey, man, D'Amico, man, maybe get some of these important players out. because they going right. Like, it wasn't quite what we saw with the Ravens and Steelers on Sunday, where they looked like they were just ready to fight at every single drop.
Right.
But the Texans were in on it. It wasn't going to be like, nah, man, you could just say it's smart to just run back to the huddle and not get involved in this. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. Now, y'all not punking us today. And I was happy to see that.
Hell yeah.
Laremy Tunsil is one that you think, man, he's going to go ahead. Him and Tide is going to go ahead and hit this,
yeah,
this
gonna,
huddle.
They're going to ease on back.
This
like
huddle,
going to
man.
Huddle.
Let's get out here these next 4 minutes.
There was also a play where Joe Mixon was downfield 7-8 yards and was kind of getting gang tackled. And Jarrett Patterson, Juice Scruggs, and Shaq Mason, all three at the same time, come blitzing into the screen and hitting the pile and pushing them forward. That kind of stuff right there just gets me. It gets me, man.
Those three kind of seem a little nuts.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little more nuts than the other, but I was. That was something that
when those two tackles start getting involved, you start thinking it makes you want to think crazy stuff like could they get it, or was that just a Cowboy game where
because I'll tell you you talked about that play when Parsons threw him down on the ground. I mean, Titus was right there. Before Robert Woods had to handle it. There have been times where I wonder if Robert Woods was going to have to handle this, or this is going to be like, all right, man, hey man, just let's talk this thing out. By the way, did y'all watch that arm injury?
I saw it the second time. I didn't see it any other
time. Oh, you rewatched? Oh, man. Almost caught me. Almost caught me, boy. I said, because I.
Was it dangling?
They had to hold it together when he was walking off.
I saw that.
They had to hold that thing together. But what I saw.
I thought his shoulder was out of socket.
Oh, it was their arm. But Courtney lost it. And she doesn't really react like that much with bad things. I'm sitting there, and I see him just laying on the ground. And I clearly see he's in, and the play is still rolling. I'm like, they about to follow him. Mm-hmm. But he gets up, and I said, ooh, Courtney, he's hurt down there. I said, what happened? I said, because I could see he was just down like this. His arm wasn't moving. They showed that replay for some reason, and she thought her whole elbow and forearm was broken. The rest of the night. She just felt like, it went that way. I was just like, I can't do it, boy. I can't do it. That was nasty as hell. And then they walking him off like they got to hold it together.
Yeah,
like
let's get off the field, man. You guys don't deserve a cart. Let's get off the field, man.
Jerry ain't even giving him a cart, man.
Hey, Teak, can I get my Dalton Schultz over 2.5 or what?
Yeah, I just wasn't sure if you wanted to throw it at something else tonight. Double up your money.
Why not?
Oh no, I don't have nothing tonight.
All right, I'll send it away.
That all you did? You got a little 100 on Dalton?
100 on Dalton, 100 on Mixon over yardage. 2 for 2, baby.
Tyler probably had a nice night, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
I would think. I saw C.J. Stroud leak out for that long run. He may have had it by then, but I said he definitely got it.
The only one he missed was one of the ones I liked was Nico's.
Yeah, that was the one I thought.
Yep, Nico's the only bet I did not hit.
I felt real good about it right off the jump.
Mm-hmm.
I said he's going to get about two or three screens tonight. And they came right off the bat with one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
I think he had five receptions, Nico, right?
I think he had four.
Four for 50. That's better. I was about to say if that screen at the beginning would have counted, then.
Or if the one that got turned over.
Yeah.
Turned over.
The one where he really suckered me, boy. I said, he caught that. He said he caught that, baby. That had to bounce off his hands the way that he is acting like that. Yeah. Someone texted in, said hit him in the mouth. Nobody likes to get hit in the mouth like in Cyprus. No. When you mix in, we can't do nothing about it, and we 3-6, it was about ready to shut it down time, quit time.
We got two more months of this crap. Yeah.
You got people like Michael Parsons, who's doing nothing but rushing the passer and just opening up lanes for Joe Mixon all throughout. He's doing nothing but trying to get sacks all night long. Yeah, man, that was good. Good to see that physicality. Now, as we turn the page to tomorrow, Clint, bring that same energy against them jokers up front next week. Because it's a little different thing with Sweat and Simmons and Landry. Like it's a little different thing. But you got to bring that same energy with trying to dominate those dudes. It ain't gonna be as easy to push them cats around.